Ladies, I want you to know that I recently learned some really cool glam tricks for a special occasion, and I tried to do them and lay them out for you in my Facebook Live the other night, and I guess I did, but as soon as I logged on, the dog started barking and incessantly barked the entire time, making me a frazzled mess.
Yeah, I thought it kind of made it fun, you know?
For you, sure.
Why didn't you bring Alpha in here to shut him up?
He wasn't home.
Oh. Yeah. He was conveniently on the way home and walked in right as it was over. Anyway, I want to pass this along. We had this big glam formal night at the Gracies recently, and we all got dressed up. You guys looked fantastic in your tuxes. I landed in hair and makeup like 20 minutes before we were supposed to be there. And that's the trick. One of the tricks is have someone professional do your makeup. If you're going to a wedding or anything special where photos are going to be taken and it's a really special occasion, don't do that yourself.
Yeah.
Pay for professional makeup.
I think that was a really smart move on your part. Not only for the timing of trying to get there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
one of the reasons that gets in the way for some women is a woman is very particular about her face and her makeup. I know. I've been putting on makeup since I was 16, but you know, you have to go, okay, just let a professional do it. And it was wonderful. Another trick, let them do the eyelashes. If you want to show up for a special occasion, even if you're more subtle normally with your makeup, if you want to show up in photos, you need a bold lip color and you need eyelashes. And that was weird for me too.
I didn't even notice your eyelashes.
They were really fabulous.
Oh.
Murphy? Mm-hmm.
I did.
Thank you.
Yeah.
My normal ones are very average eyelashes.
Yeah.
But that night, boom.
They weren't so long that they were tickling me from across the room, but they were great.
You feel like that breeze? When you,
the deal is they showed me up like 10. They're like, pick. And one of the ladies in the salon was like, this is a special night. You need to go way glam. But I knew they would have been tickling you from across the room. I'm like, that's not me. So I went very middle of the road just to give a little va-voom. Do that too. You know, and have them do your hair. Do a blowout. Okay?
What's a blowout?
It's when they drop.
It's not related to the car.
Murphy, it's you make an appointment. They wash your hair. They pamper you. They style and fix your hair and you leave. There's no cut involved. But it's fabulous. And it's what you need for a special occasion with your hair.
You might understand blow dry.
Yes, I do.
But that's it's a blowout.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your first Hollywood Outsider, and next, Sam has music news.
Been years since Carrie Underwood was an opening act, but she's doing it again this summer.
Sam's got music news.
Powered by Progressive Insurance.
It has been a long time since Carrie Underwood was an opening act.
We go together like gentlemen.
But she is going back to it this summer for a few dates, and there's a really good reason for this. You know, over the years, she has popped up at Guns N' Roses concerts, or Axl has popped up at some of her shows, and they do Guns N' Roses songs.
Oh, that's actually Carrie singing with them.
Yeah,
right there.
That's Carrie.
Cool.
I feel like I heard her do Welcome to the Jungle once in concert by herself.
This is last year at Stagecoach. She was performing, and then Axl came up and did some songs. Well, they are going on a summer tour, Guns N' Roses. So she, the first couple of dates in Canada, she's going to be their opening act.
Man.
And then when they hit Nashville at the end of August, she's obviously there.
She's there.
So she's going to be the opening act as well.
Man, that is cool.
Yeah,
cool,
huh? Pretty big.
Carrie and
Axl.
All right, moving on to Kelly Clarkson. She's got a new album coming out called Chemistry, June 23rd. Mm-hmm. Here's the latest song she's going to release off of. It's called I Hate Love. And in this song, she talks about, you know, she prefers Steve Martin over Ryan Gosling. It's one of the lyrics she wrote. And when she was doing that, she said, you know what? Steve Martin plays banjo. Why don't we get Steve Martin on this song? Sure. I'm going to send him an email. And she did. He said, yeah. And they brought all the equipment to his house, and he recorded some banjo parts. So listen.
I hate love.
Hear the banjo?
It's a cruel reminder.
That's Steve Martin.
Even when I know it's
that's cool.
Wow. Who can say they have Steve Martin on their album, huh?
A lot of people probably want him now.
Chemistry, again, the name of the album, June 23rd. It's coming out. And The Weeknd kicked off The Idol, his show on HBO Max this past weekend. Released a new song from it. Here it is, Popular.
Begging on the knees to be popular.
I love this.
It's a good song. He sounds incredible. He plays not a nice dude.
Yeah.
Like, not likable.
But, by the way, this song has Madonna in it. Listen here. I know that you see me.
Time's gone. Wow.
Well, that's a definite nod to the 80s there.
And that sounds like good Madonna right there.
And he actually does sound like a nod to the 80s to me.
Yeah,
it's one reason we all like him so much.
Check it out on HBO. Max.
Coming up next.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Sherwin-Williams.
Tom Hanks has a New York Times bestseller book right now called The Making of Another Major Motion Picture, where he tries to bring us, the public, you know, into the experience of what it's like to decide to make a movie, sign on to make a movie, show up on the set, the fact that, you know, you can sign on, but then you have no control. You do all this work and you don't know how it's going to land. Mm-hmm. And it's a whole process that he's been through so many times.
Yeah, because you have a whole team of people that are putting it together, hundreds of people on one movie.
It's true. He's made more than 80 films. That is so hard to believe. But in an interview recently, he said, I've made about 4 films that are really good.
I didn't want to say anything, but the ones he's been making lately that have just been going to streaming, it hasn't been, you know, that Tom Hanks.
He said
but
4.
Elvis, I mean, I thought that was good.
Well, okay, yeah, you're right.
That was really good.
Incredible.
Yeah.
See, I'm talking about the Otto.
And he's got that one where he was in the RV at the end of the world.
Oh, what do you think? He never said which 4 he means, but I'm thinking... Forrest Gump.
My mom always
he knows that movie really hit with us and meant something. And of course, Toy Story meant the world to so many of us.
You are
wouldn't you think that's in the top 4?
And Castaway.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Castaway made me cry.
We all did.
It did.
You know, you felt that with him.
Yeah.
So Tom Hanks, his bestseller right now, takes you into that journey.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
The life advice that Jody gave our girls that backfired.
Earlier this week, we posted on MurphySamAndJody.com the little letter, the 10 things that I wrote up for Taylor and Phoebe, like whatever, mom advice to girls.
Our daughters.
Right, our daughters. And but it was called For My Girls because it's really mom-ish advice. It's girlish advice. Not all of it, I guess. Some of it's good life advice. There are 10 things.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is, you know, you can buy fashion, but not style. Style is your own. Remember that and go with it. You can buy makeup anywhere, but, you know, take a great care with choosing and using your skincare. Spend money on it if you can. Those kind of little things. Like, don't let anyone take your power. That's true for, you know, boys and girls, but that was important to me to get out to them. And anyway... Mm-hmm. I had been working on that for a long time, just a little list of things. I started doing it when Taylor was about to graduate from high school, and it just never finished it. So I just gave it to both of them when Phoebe graduated. I wanted to get it right. Whatever.
There's a partial list of things I'd like you to remember.
Whatever. Doesn't matter how long it takes something to get done.
Yeah.
Right? So anyway, when I gave it to them together the other night. And they were reading them, and it was so funny. Murphy, did you catch what they did when they saw it? They were like, oh, this is from you to us. I was like, yes. And it's 10 little things. It's almost like they went into performance mode. They're both theater kids.
Yeah.
So Taylor would read one line, and then Phoebe read the next one. And they just performed it.
Wow.
It was so weird.
Was there any comedy involved?
Yes,
making
a little
fun
bit.
Of things?
Yeah, they did, especially at the end, because at the end it says, honorable mention, charge your phone, please. And they were like, ha, 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 ha. They didn't love that little piece of advice, but it's...
Even though it's good advice.
I think it is.
Did you type it or print it?
Like
handwrite it or type it?
I didn't handwrite it. I wanted to, but I didn't have time. So I told them I'm eventually going to handwrite it separately for each of them with a separate note for each of them.
When you graduate college...
Hey, Mom, can you resend me the text of those important things?
The email. Does it matter? The vehicle? The message was sent, right? With love from Mom.
Yeah. And carbon copy.
Anyway, it's called For My Girls, and it is on our website at MurphySamAndJody.com.
3 things you need to know today.
Number 1, after a period of some tense negotiations, President Joe Biden signed the Fiscal Responsibility Act of 2023 into law on Saturday, raising and extending the debt ceiling for 2 more years.
Yeah.
Today was the deadline for all of that. They moved a ton of money around, including $28 billion in unspent COVID relief funds.
Hmm.
Anyway, it's the debt ceiling has been raised until January 2025 after the next presidential election. Number two, maybe you've seen this on Facebook or Instagram, but Meta is testing verified accounts and paid subscriptions, basically, to protect
Meta
your account.
Being Facebook and Instagram.
And Instagram, yes. Yeah. And it's testing it for both services. $15 a month to confirm that you are who you say you are. And what they say is you get the blue check mark, and it's better protection against anybody trying to be whatever, an imposter on your account or hacking you. But we'll see how the public responds.
Yeah.
Do you know anybody who's done it?
Nope.
I don't either. Number three, Prince Harry is set to testify in a mirror case this week in the UK. He's going to be in court. It's he and a bunch of other UK celebrities who have brought a lawsuit against the Mirror group of newspapers there.
Yeah.
You know, for hacking and unlawful activity, trying to get information on them. It's just rare because royals don't usually appear
That's
in these
true.
Kind of court cases. The last time was in 1891.
Three things for you to note today.
It's Monday, and you can catch up on anything you might miss today. The Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast is a free and easy way to do that.
The guide and a plan for you for taking your kid to their first concert. I mean, it's something to think about. It really is. I think I took Taylor to her first, Murphy.
Was it Keith Urban?
Yes,
that
was
her first. Okay,
yeah. I remember.
Yeah.
I think depending on the artist you go see, that affects how you approach it with the kid.
It's true.
Because if you were to take them to a Metallica concert as their first one.
What's wrong with that?
You probably need earplugs or something.
That's okay. Yeah, that's okay. You should. You're the parent. You should give them all the heads up in the world about what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most important things to do is to have a plan and talk to them about it at length in case you get separated. It's like, where do you go in case? That's the number one thing for me. When I walked into the arena and I was like, hey, Keith. No, I was kidding. Walked into the arena with Taylor that time. She wasn't even itty bitty, but she was young enough that I would have never wanted her to get away from me. And so we talked about if something happens, this is where you meet me. This is where I'll
go. That's actually not bad advice for adults either. I do that. I mean, when I walk into it, it's like, okay, 112, row 6. 112, row 6. All right, commit it to memory.
Well, we all have cell phones now, too. But I guess sometimes in places like that, you can't get a signal or whatever. So have that in plan. Another good idea is that if you don't care much about the opening act, skip the opening act for the kids' sake, because kids sometimes don't last very long. Don't you remember when we took Taylor and Phoebe to see Taylor Swift a long time ago? Not the Eras Tour, but it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Phoebe was small enough that she wanted to leave, and there was 30 minutes left. And Taylor was like, we're not leaving. And Phoebe was like, but I want to leave. And it was like, we were trapped. Like, what do we do? This kid was falling asleep on me, remember?
Yeah. That's not going to happen when she goes to see Taylor Swift this time.
No, she's going this summer.
I guess you need to give him a time, you know, expectation, huh?
Yeah,
you need to let them know that a concert lasts a couple of hours. It's not 30 minutes like SpongeBob.
Right, and you need to think about that ahead of time. Is the kid old enough to... You've spent money to be there. There are parking situations to think about. You're not getting out of there quickly either. The other thing is, remember that they will always remember their first concert. It doesn't matter who it is. If it's somebody in the future, they're even ashamed to say it was their first concert. They'll always remember it.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today at 7:50.
Coming up next, though, from our Instagram and Facebook pages, we love to hear from you there. So digging into your comments, including one from Brooke about a new family road trip game.
Call us or text us. Hearing from you is our favorite. 877-310-4MSJ, or you can hit us up on our socials.
Social Media Connect.
From our Instagram and Facebook pages, some comments coming in from Brooke. This is a road trip game that they play, which it's true that, you know, car games used to be a big thing because there was nothing else to do in the car but look out of the window.
Yeah.
Now,
well, that's the truth.
Kids
for
have
hours
their phones.
And hours.
Look out of the window and touch your sibling.
Or don't touch them. Stop touching me.
Yeah.
We played the I Spy game.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so boring to me. Yeah. I would get so excited when there was an actual something bright. And
I
then
spy another cow.
Exactly. Oh, I like the cows, though. Okay, so from Brooke, we play a car game called the Tesla game.
Uh-huh.
Get what that is, right? No explanation needed.
It's anytime like the punch bug, yeah.
Right. Anytime you see a Tesla, because how many, what percentage would you say are Teslas specifically?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question.
And what do you do for that? Do you get punched like a punch bug?
No idea. Oh. Murphy's favorite little car game, which you, I know, I know you, I know you don't think.
Are you sure you can share these?
Oh, no, it's favorite? Not when he gets upset in traffic. No, it's that you always like to point out to me, EVs that aren't Teslas. Look, Jody, that's the new so-and-so.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's an electric vehicle. But you didn't catch that was an electric vehicle,
Jody. What is your reaction to those?
What do you think? Thanks.
It's a Chevy Volt. Get it? Volt electric.
Oh, ha, 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 ha. Anyway, thank you for that, Brooke. Family time in the car can be really good time. You're there together anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kids love to hear stories about when they grew up, all that. Julie from our Facebook page. This came in on Friday for Grateful Friday, which we do every week here on Fridays. She says it's the last day of school. It's what she's grateful for. So that was the other day. I love my students and my job, but I'm always grateful for summer break. We all need to relax before moving on. My kiddos to the next level and myself to a new group of students. As a bonus, I will have a handful of this year's group back again since I teach our retesters. But overall, my students did well this year. I am super proud of them. So enjoy your first weekday of summer, Julie.
Yeah.
And keep it coming. We love to hear from you on Instagram and Facebook.
Coming up next,
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Sherwin-Williams.
When you hear that Disney is talking about something or something's coming, believe they're already in the works. It's not just something that's spoken in a boardroom. They are.
They've probably been planning it for years.
Right, there are people working on it already.
It's also something that's going to make money, usually.
Exactly. So remember Hocus Pocus 2 that went straight to Disney Plus last year?
All Hallows Eve has become
mad following for those characters in that movie. It did really, really well. They're working on Hocus Pocus 3. It's in the works. They've confirmed it.
Really?
Yes.
Same, Bette Midler and the gang?
Everybody.
Huh.
Why wouldn't you? It's work that comes to them. Other stuff we know right now at Disney, with the success of the Little Mermaid live action, they're talking about Moana. We know that. That's going to be beautiful.
And Dwayne The Rock Johnson's actually going to be in it.
He is, Maui.
Yeah.
So that's underway. Some other ones that are coming live action Disney. Lilo and Stitch.
Look how curious the puppy is.
Yeah, wow.
It's a great story.
Yeah.
But imagine it live action.
I guess Stitch is going to have to be animated, huh?
I mean, I don't know.
It's a guy in a Stitch suit.
But Disney's going to do it right. And they're also talking about a live-action Hercules.
Don't get too comfortable, Hades.
That one kicks it back to an old-school Disney cartoon. Yeah. It's a great story. Can you imagine it live-action? Somebody's going to have to get buff for that one.
CGI makes everything possible.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
We're going to take you to a pickle party and tell you what's on the menu. I posted a picture of a pickle party the other night.
Is that a pickle cake?
Yes.
Yeah.
So on our Facebook and Instagram pages, I posted it. So it's a lot of the comments were, oh, such a good mom. So cute that you did this for her. That's not how it went down. So our youngest daughter, Phoebe, has always loved pickles, right, Murph?
Since she was able to chew.
The first time she had a pickle, she thought she was in heaven and she could eat a pickle sandwich. So like a year ago when she was a junior in high school, I think she mentioned to her friends, I'm just going to have a pickle party one day.
Mm-hmm.
And senior year rolls around and she had forgotten about it, but her friends kept saying, when are you going to have your pickle party? And they kind of spoke it into reality. So she said, finally, Mom, I'm going to have it. So Friday evening, she had a pickle party.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, what do I need to do for you? She's like, nothing. She said, I'm hosting it. She said, so I'm inviting everybody who's coming is bringing something.
Mm-hmm.
All we provided were some pickles that
go
Phoebe
figure.
Picked out, like some sweet, some dill, things like that. But
Phoebe picked the perfect pickle. She did.
Anyway, what's so funny is that her friends really brought it.
Were all the dishes pickle dishes?
Yes. Amelia brought pickle butter. and fresh bread.
Actually, it was dill butter with a little hint of pickle, but it was delicious.
It was dill butter, yeah. And it was, you spread it on the bread, and it was like, oh, man. Yeah. Then the twins brought, pasta salad, pickle pasta salad. That was just pasta salad with little bits of pickle in it, but it was delicious.
Yeah. And the other was a pickle and artichoke dip or something like that?
Yes. It was cream cheese, little pickles chopped in. Like, you can make any recipe pickle-ish.
Yeah, apparently.
It was good.
And then
all these recipes sound good until you hit the word pickle.
No, it's not.
But that's
not
to me, because I'm a non-pickle person.
That's right. It was so funny. And then her friend Sarah, who always bakes, brought a pickle cake. In the shape of a pickle. You saw the picture.
Did it have pickles in it?
No. It was a vanilla cake. It was just for looks. But what my favorite part is, they just had so much fun, so much laughter all night.
Was there a movie, like a pickle movie?
I don't know.
Yes. I got the charge from an Amazon Digital. They rented an American Pickle with Seth Rogen. They did.
Up next, Jody's three things to know today. Three things you need to know today.
Number one, if you bank with apps on your phone, the U.S. government is warning us apps like Cash App, Venmo, and PayPal are not protected by the FDIC.
And that's why they work.
Hey!
Hey!
Anyway, they can insure up to $25,000 on your bank account on other bank, you know, if you bank straight to the bank. But if you use the online apps, it's not protected at this time.
Okay.
And they're warning consumers. It's good to know. I know. I'm going to send Murphy down a rabbit hole with that one today. Sorry.
Yeah, I guess I don't really understand why, but yeah.
There you go. Number two, what do you think Twitter and Meta and TikTok all have in common? Besides being massive social media brands.
I don't know.
They're among America's most hated brands. Yeah.
Well, have you ever tried to get them on support?
There you go. Biggest complaints. Spirit Airlines and Bitcoin also have an image problem. Most loved brands, Patagonia.
I like Spirit Airlines. I kind of understand the Bitcoin thing, though.
Costco, most loved.
Yeah.
And John Deere in America doing just fine. And number three, this weekend at the box office, a new hero, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
I'm Brooklyn's one and only Spider-Man.
It's the number one movie animated from Marvel, taking over The Little Mermaid.
Three things to know today.
I want to talk about this new thing that could be coming to cars, automobiles, in the next 3 to 5 years. Murphy, it's from the National Highway
NHTSA.
NHTSA, the Traffic Safety Administration.
Yeah.
NHTSA. They're trying to introduce emergency braking to be standard on all cars by 2026 because they're saying it will slow down, limit the amount of rear-end accidents.
Yeah.
And it'll also help and slow pedestrian deaths. And it sounds like a really good idea. And I'm thinking, yes. Think about how many fender benders, especially when you first start driving.
And the purpose for this, though, so everybody knows, it's like if you're driving and it's like you look away for a second or for some reason, it's going to auto-brake.
Right. It has sensors.
Yeah.
There are sensors that use sensors and it just lays on the brakes if you don't act quickly enough.
Yeah. Right. So, this is another example of, because these features actually exist in a lot of cars right now.
And probably, yes.
Yeah, no, they
do. I didn't know it.
But like anything, they start as premium features and then because I guess all the car makers need to agree to become standard. But, lane departure and the emergency braking, and then I think Tesla has the pedestrian braking. Mm. And there are a lot of vehicles on the road that actually already have this capability. But I agree, it would be wonderful for every vehicle for it to be, required.
Okay, a couple of things here. Of course you knew that. Murphy is all about knowing what's going on with cars.
I'm a techno freak.
Yeah.
See,
sometimes when you talk about cars and we're riding together in the car.
I know. You don't.
It doesn't.
Doesn't really excite Jody very much. I know.
You could always call Sam. He might be interested. The other thing, though, is what you had said when we mentioned this, like, last week. I mentioned it for, 20 seconds. You said, Sam.
What, about it auto-braking without your control?
Does it ever accidentally auto-brake?
I mean, it seems like there's got to be a sensitivity because, if a
piece of paper blows across the
or
road.
A dog, and an animal.
Well, that you want it to stop. That. But I mean, if just a piece of trash blows across the road, is it kind of, like, oh my God.
No, I mean, so I have a collision warning system in my car.
Oh.
And it vibrates the seat or beeps. And you have three different settings on how far you want the vehicle in front of you for it to alert you.
Okay.
So when somebody does slow down quickly or whatever, it'll actually start, you know, flashing.
Those vibrating seats.
Yeah, it's actually saved me a few times. Yeah. Definitely.
That's why I like riding with you.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood Outsider at 8:20.
And we had a pickle party at the house this weekend and another one, like a grad party for Phoebe.
Two parties,
one weekend.
It's been busy. And you know the best part of that?
Leftovers?
Leftover sandwiches. That's right. Little bitty ham sandwiches with no crust. And
that's not the best part of it.
What's
fresh flowers
part?
And my house is clean. That's what.
Plus, all the leftovers have pickles in them.
No, they don't. All the pickle stuff was gone. The graduation party we had on Sunday at the leftovers Murphy's talking about.
Yeah, everybody who came to the pickle party took what came to the pickle party. No pickle stuff left, period.
Sam, what did you do this weekend?
I went and visited Maddie and Parker. Maddie had some nasal sinus surgery at the end of last week to help her breathe.
Nasal surgery?
Yeah, when she has a tough time breathing. Like, when she sleeps, she has to sleep on her hand to, like, do something up in there to clear it out. So now she's had the surgery, so it's all cleared out.
That's scary.
So I went to visit her, and I brought breakfast, one of their favorite breakfasts.
That's nice. Did she? Was
she ate
able
it.
To
Parker
eat it?
Didn't.
Oh. Okay, well, that's
Parker's
random.
Parker's like, yeah, well, I'm not hungry right now. I said, oh, well, I only drove an hour and a half.
Nice. Oh, is this something you made to bring to them?
Yeah. That sausage casserole.
Nice. Oh, tater tot one. Yeah. Okay, so sinus surgery is serious.
Yeah.
How is she recovering?
She's doing better. When I talked to her last night, her jaw was much better. She said the pain was mainly in her jaw. The nose wasn't hurting her, really. But she
That's
said,
unbelievable.
And I guess it's because they wanted her to have French pigtails when she goes in, because the doctor's like,
lay flat.
Very rough.
Yeah.
Doing this surgery.
Yeah.
So that's why she says her jaw is the thing that really hurts. I guess they
it's
were
the
just
soreness.
Manhandling everything.
When Murphy had sinus surgery, and you know that Murphy, it's okay for me to say this, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a little late now, but
he's so claustrophobic that all the stuff in his face was a rough recovery.
Yeah, I wasn't in the mood for a breakfast tater tot casserole either, Sam, unfortunately.
He wasn't in the mood for anything.
Right. She only ate a little bit, but then she told me her boyfriend came over and they both kind of...
They knocked it
ate
out.
Ate a bunch of it, yeah. But she goes back this week to the doctor to get the mask off.
Okay, so the question is she sleep? If the problem was not sleeping well, is she sleeping better yet?
Not yet. She told me that she's been breathing out of her mouth since she had the surgery. And I was like, well, the point is to clear up your nose, you know, but she's still got like cotton and crust and stuff.
Oh, yeah, the packing and
stuff.
What a kick off summer.
Yeah.
Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider. Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Sherwin-Williams.
I want you to picture Millie Bobby Brown, and maybe even the first time you saw her.
Mike. Yeah? Friends don't lie.
Oh, stealing an Eggo waffle. Showing us her power as 11 in Stranger Things. Millie Bobby Brown is now 19 years old. They need to finish filming that show, man.
Yes.
Every time, when I watched season 4, and every time she got in that tank, I'm like, man. That's some not fun work in Hollywood.
Yeah, serious.
Laying in a tank in a weird suit.
One of these
suit.
Days she'll be Aunt 11 or something
anyway,
like that.
Anyway, listen.
Keep this up.
What's going on in her real life is kind of beautiful, as is her fiancé, Jake Bon Jovi. It's my life. John Bon Jovi's son, who's 21 years old, who looks like the perfection that is Bon Jovi and John Bon Jovi and his wife. Like, he looks like both of them.
Is he a musician?
No.
Oh.
But he's got the handsomeness of John and the beauty of John's wife. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, these two, Jake Bon Jovi and Millie Bobby Brown, are engaged, and they had an engagement party over the weekend.
Aww.
I think you're going to find them to be a little private in their life, because they did release one picture in social media of them together, dressed up in front of some balloons, and it says Mr. and Mrs. Bon Jovi.
I know that's what you were hoping for, Jody.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by KFC.
Hey, we got a new chicken sandwich coming to Popeye. Sorry, just got a little excited there. Of course, Popeye's the one kicking off the chicken sandwich wars a few years back.
Yeah, well, you got me thinking about it, Sam.
This one is the bacon and cheese chicken sandwich.
Okay.
You know, that's how do you make a chicken sandwich better? Bacon.
Yeah.
And that's basically what it is. It's the same old chicken breast that they've been using.
It's that big, thick breast.
Yeah.
And it's fried.
It's got Havarti cheese and Applewood smoked bacon.
Ooh, Havarti.
Yeah. I'm fine. Like, how are you?
I like Havarti cheese a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. You like all cheese a lot.
Well, I mean, I do. But right. But that flavor, mm-hmm. I can see how that would really complement it.
And it's got the pickles and you get your choice of regular or spicy.
My issue with the Popeye's chicken sandwiches, and I had it only once and I couldn't finish it.
I know, it's too big for your mouth.
No.
Right, I thought
it's
it was
too much. It's too big.
Customer complaint. This was too big.
But it's delicious.
And it's just, yeah, overwhelming.
All right, well, I have something you might like, Jody. Burger King is trying this out today. It's the smoky maple bacon, smoky maple chicken biscuit sandwich.
Oh.
So it's basically your breakfast chicken sandwich on a croissant or a biscuit, and it's got a maple syrup type
so
thing
on light.
It. Yeah.
You lost Jody at maple on that one, unfortunately.
Oh, that's right.
It's okay. It's
like
a
maple sausage. Hey, while the NBA finals are going on right now, last night, of course, game two, Chipotle is giving away free burritos every time somebody makes a three-pointer.
Oh, wow.
Literally every time somebody makes a three-pointer.
That's a lot of burritos.
They're going to drop 300 burritos on Twitter every time a three-pointer is made. It's like a code. So if you see the code, hurry up and put it in.
First 300 people each time,
you get a free burrito. And they say they expect to give away 10,000 burritos a game.
Easily. Whoa. Easily. Man, that's exciting.
You like chocolate or maybe strawberries on your ice cream?
Yes.
How about peanut butter?
Yes. Yes. Peanut butter and ice cream is good.
Yeah. Smucker's just came out with peanut butter flavored topping for ice cream.
Smokes.
Just in time for summer.